All right, let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you that you provide forgiveness for each of us.
感谢你，真的是为我们每个人，你给给予了赦免。
Did not leave us in our sins, and I thank you for that.
你没有把我们留在自己的罪中，我们感谢你。
Now, as we study today, would you give us a richer understanding of your great forgiveness and what that means in our life?
求你真的是帮助我们看到你真的是极大的赦免和在我们的生活中那个是怎么表现出来的。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, today, we are looking at the 11th of the 12 phrases in the Creed.
今天我们看不改变的真理的第十一条。
I believe in the forgiveness of sins.
我信罪得赦免。
And this is a phrase that was not actually in the Apostles' Creed at the very beginning.
在最刚开始的时候，这句其实不在这个使徒信经。
It was added sometime in the 4th century.
这大概是公元四世纪的时候加进去的。
And let me give you just a little bit of the background of it.
让我给大家一点背景。
For the first 300 years, 250 years of the church,
在教会历史刚开始的150年到200年期间
there would be times of persecution and then there would be times of relative freedom.
然后呢他就是有一阵就是逼迫有一阵相对来讲就比较安全 平安一些。
But in 303,
但是在公元303年的时候
The Emperor Diocletian started a very intense period of persecution of the church.
然后当时的皇帝叫戴米里先他就开始对教会进行很严重的逼迫而且是很有系统的。
He had church buildings torn down, burned, Christian books, and killed, hundreds of Christians.
然后呢他就是把教堂给拆了把教会的书籍也都给烧毁了也杀害了成好几百的基督徒。
Previous to this time, when there was persecution, the leaders in the church would always stay faithful.
但是在这个逼迫之前呢虽然有逼迫但是教会的领袖呢都是对神是忠心的忠贞的。
But this time,There were many leaders who denied their faith in order to avoid being killed.
然后呢但是这一次呢就有不少的很多的教会领袖就是否认了他们的信仰这样他们就不会被杀。
The Roman officials would say, if you will offer a public sacrifice to the gods, Roman gods, we will spare your life.
然后罗马的官员就说如果你们公开的向这个罗马的神献祭那我们就让你活下去。
And there were quite a few who did that.
然后有不少人这样做了。
The persecution ends.
后来呢这个逼迫就结束了。
10 years after that time of persecution, Constantine made Christianity legal.
然后又过了十年了康斯坦丁大帝就让基督这个信仰就合法化了。
And now there was a new question.
现在就有个新的问题。
What do you do with these people who had denied Christ?
那这些以前他否认过耶稣的人，那怎么对他们怎么办呢？
Matthew 10, Jesus had said, whoever denies me before men, I will deny before my Father.
主耶稣在马太福音第十章说，凡在人面前不认我的，我在天上的父面前也不认他。
And so the people in the church said, what do we do with these people who denied Christ and now they want to come back?
然后教会里的人就说，那对这些他们以前否认了耶稣，但是现在他们想回来的人怎么办呢？
And there were some who said they can never come back.
有些人就说他们不能回来。
If you have been a Christian and you fall, you can never return.
就是如果你是基督徒，但是你跌倒了，你没法再回来。
And there was a period of great disagreement about this.
然后呢，就有一段时间呢，教会里边对这个就有很大的这个不同意见。
But finally they agreed, we must never despair of God's willingness to forgive.
然后呢，最后他们就有一个共同的一个结论，看见就是说，从来不要说神的这个愿意去饶恕的这个心愿的，不要低看这个。
Anyone who truly repents can be forgiven.
任何真心悔改的人都可以被赦免。
And the reason it goes here in the creed.
所以呢，在这里。他加了这个罪得赦免进到这个使徒信经里，就是
Remember the line before is about the church.
然后你记得在这个罪得赦免前面是在讲教会。
And so it goes here because they said anyone who is truly repentant can be forgiven.
因为这里他加到这里就是说任何真心悔改的人都可以被赦免。
And can be restored to the church.
可以重新被回到教会。
And so they added four words to the creed, the forgiveness of sins.
所以他们就加了四个字加到这个信经里边，就是我罪得赦免。
A few things I want to say about this phrase today, and this lesson is actually shorter than most of them because I think this is a truth that we understand already.
然后今天的这一课呢，会相比别的课要短一些，因为我今天要简短的讲这个罪得赦免，因为这个真理是我们基本上都了解的。
But as I thought about what I should say about this line of the creed,
但是当我想到我们讲到这一行的时候
The first thing that it reminds me is that we were guilty of great sin.
第一个就是提醒我的就是我们罪孽深重，就是我们罪孽极大。
That is something that is quite foreign to our world.
这个对我们的世界来讲好像听得挺陌生的，挺
We live in a world that says you should accept everything anyone does.
然后在我们现在的世界就说你应该接受任何人做的任何事。
I hear people very often talking about some great scandal and they say this person made some bad choices.
然后我常常听有些人就讲到说一些很大的丑闻，然后就有人说哎呀他们做了一些错误的选择，糟糕的选择。
Even among Christians,
即使是在基督徒当中
，You will hear they made some bad choices.
他们就会说，哦，他们做了一些糟糕的决定。
Look through Scripture, you will never find that word, that phrase, bad choices.
你去看整本圣经，你。不会找到这个词，就是糟糕的决定，糟糕的选择。
Instead, you will find words like this.
通常你会，但是你会发现这样的描述是这样的。
We have all become like one who is unclean.
我们都像不洁净的人。
Even our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment.
所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
Even the good things we do are ruined by our selfishness.
即使是我们的善行，我们的好行为，也因为我们的自私而被污秽了。
We do something good and then we look around to see, did anyone see it?
我们做了好事以后就四周看看说，哎，有没有人看到我做了好事？
Even our good things are ruined by our selfishness.
即使是我们的善行也都被我们的自私所污染。
And sometimes we are willing to say, yes, that's true. There are some really bad people out there.
有时候我们就是承认就是说是的，有些很坏的人，有些很邪恶的人。
Isaiah says we have all become this way.
但是以赛亚说我们所有的人，每个人都是这样的。
Romans 3, Paul will say,All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
在罗马书第三章保罗说世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀。
Romans 5, all are condemned.
然后罗马书第五章就说所有的都是被定罪的。
Every one of us was born in sin.
我们每个人都是在罪中出生的。
We lived in rebellion against God.
就是对神的这个活在对神的悖逆之中。
And apart from God's grace, we will die in our sins.
如果不是因为神的恩典，我们就死在自己的罪中。
Ephesians 2 describes every one of us.
然后以弗所书的第二章其实是对我们每个人的描述。
We were dead in trespasses and sins.
我们死在过犯罪恶之中。
We lived in the passions of the flesh.
我们就是随从今世的风俗。
We carried out the desires of our body and mind.
我们就是放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
We were in our nature children of wrath.
就是按照我们的本质，我们也是可怒之子。
We were guilty of great sin and we deserved God's judgment.
我们真的是罪孽极大，罪孽深重，我们就是配得神的审判。
Isaiah 53 says it like this.
以赛亚56章第三节这么说。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
Isaiah 56, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53, 53
turned everyone to his own way.
就是偏行己路，我们每个人都走自己的路。
And the picture in that verse is not a sheep that wanders off and gets lost.
在这一篇章里面所描绘的这个图片，不是说一只羊跟着它走偏了，然后就迷失了。
But a sheep that determines, I will go my own way.
而是这个画片上这个羊呢，它就是说下定决心，就是决定了定义说我要走我自己的路。
The Anglican Church has a prayer of confession that has a phrase that's a very good description of our sinful nature.
然后安利甘这个教会呢有一个祷告，它就是对我们这个罪性的很好的描述。
We have followed the devices and desires of our own heart.
就是我们跟着自己心里的这个计谋，跟着自己里边的这个欲望而行，这个心愿而行。
That is a powerful description of the sinful nature.
那是对我们这个罪性的一个很有力的描述。
We have followed the desires and devices of our own heart. They start inside.
这都一切都是从里边开始的。我们是跟随自己里边的那个欲望、那个心愿，还有那个计谋而行，那个想法而行。
Paul starts his gospel in Romans with that truth.
保罗的罗马书，他对福音的描述就是从这个真理开始的。
We are guilty of great sin.
我们真的是罪孽深重。
Because we will not truly experience the forgiveness of sins if we don't recognize we have sinned.
除非我们真的认识到自己是有罪的，罪孽极大，我们就不可能真正经历这个神的这个赦免，体会到神的赦免。
If I've done nothing really wrong, I don't need forgiveness.
如果我就没做什么错事儿，我怎么需要赦免呢？
I'm convinced that one of the great weaknesses of the modern church.
我觉得现代教会的一个很大的软弱，一个弱点就在于
is that we have many, many professing Christians.
就是有很多嘴巴上说自己是基督徒的
who have taken a seeker's class,
他已经上过慕道班
have been baptized,
也受洗了
have taken a new believer's class,
也上了新生活班
but have never truly repented of their sin,
但是没有从来没有真正就是为他们的罪悔改过
Because they've never really believed I am guilty.
因为他们从来没有真正相信说我是有罪的，我的罪孽极大。
Yeah, I made some bad choices.
哦，可能是我过去做了一些不好的决定吧。
Yes, I ended up in some unfortunate situations.
哦，或者是最后我的那个境况不太好。
But not, I have sinned.
而不是说我真的是有罪，真的是犯罪。
I once, visited the Indiana State Prison.
然后我有一次去过这个印第安纳州的这个监狱。
I was playing some concerts in Indiana.
我在那个印第安纳在那里举行音乐会。
And someone said, would you come to the state prison and play? And I said, sure.
然后有人就说你可不可以到这个州的监狱里边来演奏，我说当然。
And so after the concert, I began to talk to some of the prisoners.
在那个音乐会之后呢，我就跟这个囚犯有些谈话。
And one of them told me, said, I am not guilty of what they sent me to prison for.
然后有个犯人就说他们判决我的这个罪呢我没有。
And I was young and I felt very sorry about that.
然后那时候呢我很年轻我就挺为这个犯人感到难过的。
And they could see I was gullible.
然后他们能看得出来我是很容易骗的很容易被骗的。
Or another one said, I am innocent too.
然后另外一个人就说我也是没罪没有罪的我
It was done. I left and, had supper with the head of the prison, the warden.
然后呢，这个结束之后呢，我就跟这个管监狱的这个官长呢，就有一起吃晚饭。
And I told him what happened.
然后我就告诉他所听到的、所发生的。
And he began to laugh.
然后这个监狱长就开始笑。
He said, oh,There is not one guilty person in this whole prison.
他说在这整个这个监狱里边呢没有一个就是好就是有罪的人觉得自己。
Everyone is innocent.
每个犯人都觉得自己是无辜的。
Even the ones who were caught in person, it's because their parents were not good to them.
即使是你跟他在跟一些犯人谈，他们就说，因为他们在这边，是因为他们的父母不好。
He said, "There is no one in this prison who will sit down and say to you, 'I am a criminal and I deserve to be here.'"
然后呢，在这个监狱里面，没有一个人会对你说，我是一个罪犯，那我配这个，我坐在这儿是罪有应得。
Forgiveness of sins requires
对罪的赦免。
That I stand before God and say, I am a sinner and I deserve to be here.
然后呢罪得赦免就要求就是说需要的是你在站在神面前你说我是个罪人我站在这里我真的是罪有应得我受审判。
The forgiveness of sin requires that I recognize we are guilty, I am guilty of great sin.
所以呢罪得赦免呢就需要说你承认说我是有罪的。
The second thing that this reminds me is that God offers great forgiveness.
这一句信经的第二点提醒我们就是神赐予极大的赦免。
If Ephesians chapter 2 ended after verse 3,
如果以弗所的第二章在第三节就结束了。
There would be absolutely no hope for any of us.
那我们就所有的人是绝对没有任何盼望的。
But two of the greatest words in the Bible.
但是在圣经里边两个最伟大的两个字就是
are at the beginning of verse 4.
是在第四节的开始。
But God.
然而神。
And when I got the PowerPoint, I was really happy to see that the Chinese translation does the same way, I think.
I think there are three words, but have, but have two characters. Yeah. 中文是三个字。就是中文是三个那个文字。
It starts with that idea.
他的这个他的观念来自于说然而神。
Yes, we were guilty.
是的，我们是有罪的。
Yes, we were dead in our sins.
是的，我们死在自己的过犯罪恶当中。
But God is rich in mercy.
然而神有丰富的怜悯。
And so he made us alive with Christ.
所以呢，他叫我们与基督一同活过来。
The section of this on the PowerPoint, I wanted to use a different name, but I was afraid that it would confuse you.
我本来想在这个部分用一个不同的一张幻灯片，但是怕让大家混淆。
So I didn't put it on the PowerPoint, I decided I would just explain it to you.
所以我没有放在幻灯片上，我想我就是给你们解释。
I wanted to call this part the scandal of forgiveness.
我想把这一段其实称为就是赦免的丑闻赦免的。
We use the word scandal when something terrible happens that should not happen.
我们用这个丑闻丑行来来丑闻来说就是一些很可怕的不应该发生的事情发生了。
And when this phrase was added,to the Apostles' Creed.
当罪得赦免这几个这个词语被加到使徒信经的时候
It was a scandal.
那是一个丑闻是个
There were those in the church who said, no, you can't do that.
然后在教会有些人就说你不可以这样做。
Those people who denied Christ were pastors, and they have brought great shame.
他说那些否认耶稣名的人呢是牧师，他们带来很大的耻辱。这个 scandal 这个词也可以翻成一种可耻的行为。
They said we remained faithful at the risk of our life.
就是我们真的是冒着生命危险，我们继续对神忠心，我们不否认主。
It is not fair that they should be forgiven.
那他们被赦免那就不公平。
It's a scandal.
所以呢这是一个怎么说呢是一个丑行或者是一个可耻的行为。
But the church leaders remembered.
但是呢教会的这些领带领的人他们就记得。
Luke chapter 7.
在路加福音第七章
A woman who it says was guilty of many sins.
就是有一个妇人呢她其实有很多的罪。
And Jesus said, your sins are forgiven.
然后耶稣说你的罪都被赦免了。
And verse 49 tells us it was a scandal.
然后呢第49节就告诉我们其实这件事也相当于一个丑闻或者是一个可耻的行为。
Who is this who forgives sins?
就说他们就说这是什么人竟赦免人的罪呢
How could Jesus forgive a woman like this?
就是耶稣怎么能够饶恕这样的一个女人呢
The scandal of forgiveness.
所以呢这是赦免是一个本来是一个不可饶恕的一种行就是一种不可饶恕的行为。
Says, we are not forgiven because we deserve it.
告诉我们说不是因为我们配得所以我们才被饶恕。
We are forgiven because we ask.
我们之所以能够被赦免被饶恕是因为我们求。
Not because we earn it.
不是我们赚得我们赢得的。
But because we ask.
而是因为我们向神开口求我们向神求向神要。
So it reminds us that there is nothing that cannot be forgiven.
所以这就提醒我们说没有任何事情是神不能赦免的。
Our forgiveness is not based on what we do, but on what Jesus has already done.
我们能够得赦免不是在于我们做了什么而是在于耶稣基督所已经完成的。
I have talked to you before, I've said in this class about the danger of teaching that emphasizes what we must do, what we must do, what we must do, what we must do.
在课的这个以前我曾经讲过那种就是说就是这种教导呢就是很强调说我们要做什么做什么做什么的这个危险。
Now, we must always teach. Here is what Christians do.
然后呢我们必须要教导说基督徒是怎么行事为人的。
But our message must not start there.
但是我们的信息我们的教导不应该开始于此。
This is what we do because this is what Jesus has already done.
我们之所以这样子做是因为耶稣所行的为我们所做的。
That's the message of the Apostles' Creed.
所以呢这个就是使徒信经的信息。
God has given us a great forgiveness.
神已经给了我们极大的赦免。
Now that brings us to the next thing I want you to see.
然后我就但下一点我们要看到的就是
And this is very important to understand.
这个明白这一点也非常重要。
The group that said those people who denied Christ can never be forgiven.
那个在教会里那群说那些否认耶稣名的人再也不能被赦免这群人他们说
had a very genuine concern.
他们真的是有一个很就是一个很认真的也是很实在的一个他们的担忧。
In fact, as I studied this lesson,
然后当我就是在准备这个课的时候
I thought, I'm afraid I would have been part of the group that said, don't let them come back.
我就看着我就想说可能我也会成为那一群说不要让他们再回来的其中的一员。
And here is why.
这个是为什么原因在于。
They were afraid and I would have been afraid if we bring them back, they'll just do the same thing again.
然后呢如果我们就让他们回来那我们就可以再下一次继续这样做。
And so the next thing I want you to see is the forgiveness of sin brings a great hope.
就是对罪的极大的赦免也带来极大的盼望。
And that is the hope of genuine transformation.
那个盼望就是有一种真正的一个改变，一个更新。
2 Corinthians 5 has this beautiful, beautiful verse.
然后哥林多后书5:21是一节很美的经文。
For our sake.
就是为了我们的缘故。
And I'm going to add the pronouns. For our sake, God made Jesus to be sin.
我们把这个名词代名词放进去，就是为了我们的缘故。因为我们神使那无罪的不知罪的替我们成为罪。
You had no sin became sin.
就是本来是不知道罪的替我们成为罪。
So that in him, you and I who were sinful could become the righteousness of God.
好叫我们本来我们呢是都是有罪的有罪性的在他里面成为神的义。
Paul does not teach.
保罗的教导不是
that you and I continue to willfully break God's law.
你和我可以就是继续的有就是有意的去违背神的律法。
But because of Jesus, God doesn't see it.
不是说我们继续的故意的违背神的律法，但是神因为耶稣就看不到这些罪。
Nowhere does Paul say that Jesus is like a big curtain that hides us.
保罗从来没有教导说耶稣好像一个大的一个布把我们给遮起来，我们可以藏在他下边。
And so I am down here shaking my fist at God saying I will do what I want to do.
所以呢我就在这个耶稣好像把我遮起来，我在下边说我想怎么做我就怎么做，对着神挥拳头。
I know your law says I can't do it, but I will do it anyway.
然后我知道你的律法上规定说我不可以这样做，但是我还是要做。
But God can't see that because Jesus is covering me.
但是神是看不到，因为耶稣已经遮盖了我。
That denies everything Jesus came to do.
然后那样子就否认了，就取消了耶稣来到这个世界所做的一切。
He says,To the people that he forgives and heals in the New Testament.
耶稣对于说他所赦免他所医治的这些人说
Go and keep sinning, but it's okay because God won't be able to see it now.
他从来没有对他们说你走你去吧继续的犯罪，因为不管怎么样神会赦免你。
No.
不是的。
Go and quit sinning.
而是去你去去，但是不要再犯罪。
The great hope of forgiveness is that we can be transformed.
这个，因为这个赦免带来的极大的盼望，就是我们可以被更新、被改变。
So that we can now live lives that please God.
所以我们现在可以过着一个讨神喜悦的生活。
We have been forgiven.And transformed.
我们已经被赦免而且被更新改变。
There is a story that I love very much from the 19th century.
我很喜欢一个从19世纪来的一个故事。
In Russia in the 19th century, just like in now, alcoholism was one of the great, great problems.
然后就在19世纪的俄国呢，就像现在，那时候那个酗酒啊，就是一个很大的问题。
And very often as people were going to church, they would be passing drunks who were laying in the gutter, in the sides of the streets.
然后呢，当人们去教会的时候，就看到这个路边的这个水沟上啊，或者路边就躺着这些醉汉，就躺在地上。
People would just kind of try to avoid them.
所以呢，大家就走路小心翼翼的，别碰到他们。
But there was a pastor who would stop.
但是有一位牧师他会停下来。
And they said very often he would pick up one of these men in the gutter.
然后呢说经常呢他会把这个在醉倒在水沟里的这些醉汉呢给扶起来给弄起来。
And he would say this to them.
然后他就会对他们说
You do not belong here.
你不属于这里。
This is beneath you.
这个是对你太低了，这个是在你之下的。
You were meant to house the fullness of God, the image of God.
然后呢，你是按着神的形象造的，你是要成为神的这个圣殿，神的居所。
This is what he was saying to them.
然后这就是他对他们会这样说。
The forgiveness of sin promises that you can be what you were created to be.
就是对罪的赦免就可以就应许你可以成为神创造你所要成为的那个样子。
You have a great hope.
我们有一个极大的盼望。
Now let me wrap this up today with two things that forgiveness does.
然后呢就是罪的赦免有两件事情让我今天以这个来结束。
A word that is very, very important to our understanding of forgiveness.
就是对我们明白这个罪得赦免这个赦免是非常重要的两个词。
The word reconciliation.
第一个是和好。
Forgiveness brings reconciliation with God.
就是赦免带来与人与神的和好。
In English, we use a word, the word atonement.
在英文里边我们用这个叫赎罪。
The word atonement was invented by William Tyndale, who first translated the Bible.
这个赎罪这个词呢代赎这个词是最刚开始是这个丁道尔用的。他在把圣经翻译成英文时候用的。
He invented this word.
他发明了这个词。
A-T at.
他是出于这个字母就是 A-T 还有 at 这样翻译过来。
I know it doesn't work in Chinese. One, O-N-E, one.
他这个词第一个是来自于一。
At one moment, two parties brought to one.
他的意思，这个代赎就赎罪这个词呢，就是说是两方成为一。
He invented this word.
他发明了这个赎罪这个词，英文的赎罪这个词 atonement.
To express the idea of 2 Corinthians 5:19.
他就是表达了这个哥林多后书五章二十一节的意思。
In Christ, God reconciling the world to himself.
在基督里神让世界和自己和好。让世人与自己和好。
He was making them one.
他让他们和自己成为一。You mean God and the world become one, two parties become one, right?
Yes, reuniting yeah. us.
Yeah. Yeah. 就是神就让我们重新和他连结和好。
You see, there was no way we could make that reconciliation.
就是你可以看得出来没有任何我们自己是没有办法做成这种和好的。
He had to do it.
神必须要做。
And because he reconciled us.
因为他使我们与他和好。
We now have peace with God.
我们现在跟神之间是有和平。
We had been his enemies.
我们是曾经是他的敌人。
But now we are reconciled.
但是现在我们与他和好。
That happens only because he has forgiven us.
这个之所以能够发生就是因为他饶恕了我们赦免了我们。
There is no way we can do that ourselves.
我们自己是没有办法促成这个的。
Forgiveness brings reconciliation with God.
所以呢赦免带来与神的和好。
And then I have to say to you something that is more difficult.
然后我下边要讲的是对我们来讲更困难。
Forgiveness brings reconciliation with one another.
赦免也带来彼此的和好。
You see, the message of the New Testament is that because we are forgiven, we will forgive others.
新约圣经的信息就是因为我们已经被赦免，所以我们也会去饶恕别人。
When Jesus talked about forgiveness,
当主耶稣讲到赦免的时候，
Peter came up to him and said, "How many times do I have to forgive my brother?"
然后彼得就到耶稣面前说，我得有多原谅我的弟兄多少次呢？
Is 7 times enough?
七次够吗？
Now Peter thought he was really doing something wonderful.
彼得觉得自己真的是很棒做的。
The rabbi said you had to forgive 3 times.
因为夫子的教当时的那个老师教导说你就饶恕3次就可以了。
After 3 times, you can mark them off.
然后呢3次之后呢你就可以把他们就不管他们了。
Peter says, you know what, I think I really have learned a lot from you, Jesus.
然后彼得说耶稣啊我觉得我真的从你这里学习到了很多。
Those rabbis only forgive 3 times.
那些教导教律法师呢就是说教导只能原饶恕3次。
I'm going to forgive 7.
那我要去饶恕7次。
And he thinks Jesus will be very, very impressed.
他觉得耶稣肯定对他的这种行为会哎呀太称赞了。
Jesus says, no, not 7 times.
但是耶稣主耶稣说不是7次。
77.
而是70个7次。
In other words, Peter quit counting.
所以呢就是另外一句就是说彼得你不要在那算你饶恕了几次。
And Jesus then tells him a story.
然后之后耶稣就给他讲了一个故事。
A story about a man who is guilty of a great debt.
就讲到一个人欠了很多的债。
And he begs for mercy.
然后他就祈求这个主人饶恕他，对他有怜悯。
And the master forgives the debt.
但是主人就饶恕了他极大的债务。
But then that person, that servant who had been forgiven.
但是那个刚刚被饶赦免的那个仆人
found someone who owed him a small debt.
就找到了一个欠他一点点钱的人，一点债的人。
And that person said, please give me some extra time.
然后那个人欠他债的人就说，请你给我一点宽容我，给我一些时间。
No, if you don't pay it, I'm sending you to prison.
说不行，如果你不现在把这个钱马上还给我，我就把你下到监里。
And Jesus said that the first master saw what had happened.
然后这个主人知道了之后，
And he threw that unforgiving servant into prison.
他就把那个不饶恕的恶仆呢下到了监里，送到了监里。
He thought he could be forgiven without forgiving others.
他觉得自己可以就是说不去饶恕别人，但是自己还可以被赦免。
You see, if I truly have repented, back to that first point, if I truly have repented that I have committed great sin.
如果我回到刚才所讲的，我真的是悔改，就是说承认了我犯了极大的罪。
If that has happened,
如果那个真的是发生了，
and I have been forgiven of my sin,
我自己的罪已经被赦免了，
then I will forgive others.
那我也会去赦免别人的罪。
When I worked on this lesson, I thought about the person I know who is the most forgiving person I've ever known.
然后呢，当我准备这课的时候，就想到了那个我所认识的一个最能够饶恕人的人。
A person who I have watched forgive great wrongs.
然后我观察，我看到他真的是饶恕了极大的对他的一个，就是亏负一个冒犯。
And so one day I asked this person, I said, I am not as forgiving. It's hard for me to forgive.
然后我就有一天我就问他，我说，我不是那么容易饶恕赦免的。
How are you so willing to forgive?
你为什么可以这么就是心甘情愿这样子的就能够去赦免呢？饶恕。
And they begin to cry.
然后对方就开始哭了。
And they said, I remember what God forgave me of when I became a Christian.
他说我就记得当我成信主的时候，成为基督徒的时候，神对我的赦免。
And when I remember what God forgave me of, I must forgive other people.
他说当我知道记起来神对我的饶恕，所饶恕的我的罪，那我就必须要去饶恕别人。
Now, I should tell you this.
我应该给大家讲。
Because when you hear that, you might think, ha, they were probably a murderer.
然后你听到这个，可能你就说，哎呦，这人是不是个杀人犯呢？
I got to know this person well enough.
我很了解这个人。
That one day I was able to say,
有一天我可以说，
You told me that the reason you can forgive is because God forgave you of such terrible sin.
然后你告诉我说，你之所以能够饶恕，是因为神饶恕了你这个很可怕的罪孽。
What did you do?
你到底干做了什么呢？
And they began to cry again.
然后他们又开始哭。
They said, oh, before I was a Christian, I was a terrible liar.
他说在我信主之前，我是一个可怕的，很喜欢撒谎的人。
I would lie to my parents.
我对我的父母撒谎。
I would lie to my teachers.
我会对我的老师撒谎。
I would lie to my friends. I was a terrible sinner.
我对我的朋友撒谎，我是一个可怕的一个罪人。
And God forgave me of that.
但是神饶恕了我那些。
And he gave me eternal life.
他给了我永恒的生命。
And now I must forgive anyone else.
但是所以我现在要饶恕任何人。
I heard that and I was amazed.
然后我听了我就很惊奇。
Because honestly, most of us don't think lying is that terrible.
因为大多数人，我们不觉得那个撒谎有那么可怕。
But this person had seen the truth of the gospel.
但是这个人他真的是看到了这个福音的真相。
Back to the first thing we saw.
就回到我们最刚开始讲的第一点。
They had understood that their sin was a great sin because it was a sin against God.
那些他们知道说他们那个罪呢是一个极大的罪，因为那个罪呢是对着神犯的。
And so because God had forgiven them,
因为神饶恕了他们，所以他们也可以饶恕别人。
And this is how I want to end our lesson today.
所以今天的课我想这样子结束。
Because I think for many of us,
因为对我们很多人，
we are very thankful that God forgives us.
我们很感谢神饶恕了我们。
But we are very slow to forgive others.
但是我们在饶恕别人方面却是很缓慢的。
And I think the reason is we don't really think our sin was that bad.
我觉得原因就在于我们并不觉得自己的罪有那么糟糕。
We think that what we did was a bad choice.
我们觉得我们所做的不过是一个糟糕的决定。
And so God forgave me.
所以呢，神就饶恕了我。
But what that person did to me was terrible.
但是那个人对我所做的是很糟糕的，很可怕的。
Do you see what we do?
你知道我们是怎么做的吗？
We make our sin small and their sin big.
我们把自己的罪呢，把它就淡化，把它缩小，把他们的罪放大。
If I have truly seen my sin as God sees it.
如果我真的是从神的眼光来看我的罪，
I will understand that my sin is huge.
我就会了解说我的罪是巨大的。
And then I will be willing to forgive others their sins.
那我就会心甘情愿的去饶恕别人的罪。
And so this week, here's what I want to ask you to do.
所以这个星期我想让大家做的是，希望大家去做的是。
In a group of 15 or 20 people,
在我们这里大概有15到20个人左右。
There are some of us who have someone that we have not forgiven.
我们其中可能有些人就是没有饶恕一些人，饶恕生活中的某些人。
And I don't have any easy 1-2-3 steps.
我没有简单的说一二三步这样的。
But I want to ask you to do this week.
但是我想你这个星期去这样做。
I want you to think about the sins of your past that God forgave you of.
然后我想你去思想说神对你过去的罪的饶恕。
And I want you to think of them through His eyes.
我想你能够是从神的眼光，神的角度来看这些罪。
Because Paul says in Romans that my sin is a rebellion when I shake my fist in God's face.
因为保罗说我们的罪其实就是一种本质上一种悖逆，就是我们在神面前挥一个拳头说我要跟你作对，就是一个悖逆。
What I think is a little sin.
我觉得是一个就是这么一个小小的罪。
God sees a heart that says, God, I will not do what you said.
但是神看到这个后边的这个心其实是说神啊我不要做你要我做的。
And so I want to ask you to look at the sins that God has forgiven you of through his eyes.
所以呢我想你能够从神的眼光来看神所赦免的你的这个罪。
And then I want you to go to the, think about the person that you have been unwilling to forgive.
然后呢你再去思想那个你不愿意去饶恕的那个人。
And I want you to look at their sin in comparison to yours.
然后我想你能够看他们的罪，他们对你的这个亏负这个罪，来跟你自己对神的这个所犯的罪来比较。
And I want you to see that in God's eyes.
然后我想让你看到说从神的眼光。
Their sin is because they shook their fist in God's face and said, I will do my own way.
Their sin to you or?
Yes, their sin.
他们的罪也是说对着神挥拳头就说神啊我不要做你要我做的。
And you've already seen that your sin was because of your fist and said, I will go my own way.
你也看到你的罪就是对神挥着拳头说我要做我自己要做的。
And so it is not a small sin versus a big sin.
所以它不是一个大罪对这个小罪。
We are both great sinners.
我们都是大罪人。
And then I want to ask you to pray, God.
然后我想要你祷告说神啊。
You forgave me.
你饶恕了我。
Give me the grace to forgive them.
你也给我这个恩典让我可以去饶恕别人。
I can't do it.
我没法做到。
I don't have the power.
我也没有这个力量，这个能力。
But because you forgave me, I ask you to give me the power, in your power, to forgive them.
但是因为你赦免了我，我求你给我你的能力，让我能去赦免。
That will not cure every situation.
这个不会说，治疗每种情况，医治每种情况。
But it will bring the reconciliation of peace in your heart that you have forgiven.
但是呢，会在你心里带来这个平安，就是说你知道你已经赦免了。
They are still have to make their own choices.
他们必须要做自己的决定。
But you can have peace in your heart.
但是你的心里边可以有平安。
That because you have been forgiven, you choose to forgive.
因为你已经被赦免了，所以你也选择去饶恕别人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you that you have forgiven us.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你已经赦免了我们。
We did not deserve it.
我们并不配得这个。
We could not earn it.
我们没有办法挣得这个。
But in your mercy, you forgave us.
但是因着你的怜悯，你饶恕了我们。
Help us to forgive others.
也帮助我们能够去饶恕别人。
In the same way you forgave us.
就如同你饶恕我们一样。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。
Thank you very much, and I hope you all have